God's month. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Salam and welcome to another episode of this series. Allah and the angels greet the Prophet constantly. Allah has also ordered the faithful to greet him. He says in Ayah 56 of Surah Ahzab, "Indeed, Allah and his angels bless the Prophet. O you who have faith, invoke blessings on him and invoke peace upon him in a worthy manner." In view of this, it has been highly emphasized to greet the Prophet and his progeny before praying. In other words, we are recommended to start prayers with praise of Allah and greeting the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt. According to the narrations, we are also recommended to finish prayers with greeting the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt. This is the way which makes the prayer be heard and accepted by God. It is quite logical and reasonable to love those who God loves. In Dua Iftitah, which is read in the nights of the blessed month of Ramadan, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, teaches us to greet the Prophet in this way. O Allah, bless Muhammad, your servant, your Prophet, and your trustworthy. In this part of the supplication, what is emphasized for the Prophet is the status of being the servant of Allah. In fact, this is the highest point of proximity with God. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says in a brief but profound supplication to God, "It suffices as dignity for me to be your servant, and it suffices as honor for me that you are my Lord. You are just as I like, so make me just as you like." Servitude of God is so important that we should testify this in every daily ritual prayer when we say, "I testify that Muhammad is his servant and prophet." After mentioning the status of God's servant, we mention prophet as another status of Prophet Muhammad, and then we call him trustworthy. This means to remind us that he strove in the way of Allah so hard while he was trusted by God and whatever he said was true. He conveyed the message of Allah fully without increasing or decreasing even a single word. It has been narrated that the Prophet said to the people in the last days of his life, "I set as halal whatever the Quran had made halal, and set as haram whatever the Quran has made haram." In other words, he meant that he was absolutely trustworthy in proclamation of God's mission and had not deviated from the right path. God tells us in Ayah 21 of Surah Ahzab, "Indeed, in the Prophet of Allah, there is a good exemplar for you." That is to say that we should follow the Prophet in our life. We say in Dua Iftitah, "O Allah, bless Muhammad, your servant, your Prophet, your trustworthy, your chosen, and your close friend. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, was the God's choice for his mission, and he loved him as a close friend. It is noteworthy that God tells the Prophet in Ayah 31 of Surah Al Imran to tell the people, say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. God loves his prophets, particularly the last of them, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. So, the only way to draw God's love is to follow his beloved prophet. In the end of this part of the supplication, we ask God to bless the prophet this kind of blessing, the highest, the best, the most beautiful, the most perfect, the purest, the most thriving, the most fragrant, the cleanest, the brightest, and the highest in the number of what you have greeted, blessed, have mercy, have had affection, and saluted any of your servants, messengers, prophets, chosen ones, and nobles from among your creation. In fact, we ask God to bestow on the prophet the best of whatever he has bestowed on any of his creatures.